just a pawn in the government's game. The first day I was posted was the longest I have known. I can't believe the bitterness the human heart can show. Another is a blindness in their eyes. All I do is stand between them, wondering why. One step forward, and one step left. I raise my gun and I take my aim. I'm just a pawn in the government's game. I wish I could throw my rifle down and tell them how I feel. Well, I know I haven't been here long, and I know it seems much longer. But every letter you post to me makes me a little...
Hey, well, that's Paul Young in a track from his current album called One Step Forward. Today's birthday, there's only one, David Cassidy, megastar Supreme.
He's getting on, isn't he?
Oh, he is. You know, he is 35.
And he looks it.
He doesn't.
I saw him.
Did you? When?
Yes, I didn't even recognise him. Someone on Top of the Pops, wasn't it?
Oh, that thing.
Yes.
Oh, the television.
Yes.
I haven't seen that picture box for years.
No?
No.
He was on it last week.
Really? Do you remember him when he was with the Partridge Family?
Yes.
And they sang all those nice little songs.
For goodness sake, yes.
Beside the fireside. It was like a bad Coca-Cola commercial.
We were all walking around in our bell-bottom trousers.
I know. And breaking your neck if you're trying to ride a bike.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh, dreadful.
Mm.
Moan.
Groan. Right, shall I go?
Go ahead.
Right, the Irish Times this morning, and a look at the papers. First of all, the Irish Times, and the headlines, as you know, the Times never really has one big headline. Foreign firms offered incentive to reinvest here. Foreign-owned companies in Ireland will be offered incentives to invest in government stocks in order to reduce their large profit outflows each year, the 1985 finance bill proposes. Also, Moscow trying to split NATO, according to Reagan. Reagan's at it again. They're not talking to each other again, you know.
Oh, typical.
Yes,
typical.
And Heard...
bombs are bigger than yours, I know.
Heard unveils new complaints plan for RUC. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Douglas Heard, yesterday outlined proposals for reforming the system of investigating complaints against the RUC. His plans are seen as an effort to make the force more acceptable to the nationalist community. And also, interesting thing, bad weather today will delay the 5 p.m. sailing from the Irish Continental Line car ferry, St. Killian 2, from Rosslare to Cherbourg. If anyone's going to meet someone on that.
By the way, if anybody is going on that, I was watching the BBC television weather yesterday, and they said there will be severe gales, gale force 9.
Gale force 9?
That's a bit fast, isn't it?
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would. Yes, watch your dinner float up and down the table.
One wouldn't distinct between flying and sailing at
Not
that
really,
stage.
No. It would be a slight... problem there.
Mm, and the Taoiseach, Dr. Gareth Fitzgerald, I think.
Oh, we have one.
Yes. He'll break his southern holiday over the next 2 days, which is rather sad. He deserves a holiday.
No, he does, the poor man.
Yes. He's to deliver a major speech to the Young Fine Gael Conference in Cork tomorrow night, and today will take a phone-in on a Cork-based radio programme, Southern Scene. I presume that's RTE. Dr. Fitzgerald has been holidaying near Shul in southwest Cork for the last 10 days, and he's due back in Dublin on Monday, in case you've got an appointment with him. And the Irish Independent, Duke's plan to halt cash drain. Finance Minister Alan Dukes has moved to stem the flow of multinational profits out of the country by offering foreign companies a tax-free return on any money reinvested here. And health boards must collect from doctors, says the same paper. The Minister for Health, Barry Desmond, has put on the onus on health boards and hospitals to collect £1.4 million due from medical consultants for the use of public health facilities. And that's about it. Not a lot, really, in the papers. Papers are very thick this morning, but they're all trying to sell houses and things.
Oh, it's housing day.
Yes, it's
Friday is usually housing
yes.
day. Well, I was mentioning earlier on, George, I'm sure there's a few people awake, and they're wondering why there was no disc jockey yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes.
I wasn't here.
Where were you?
I was in bed, dying.
Yeah, you weren't well.
It wasn't well at all.
No.
And I was just wondering, you really did enjoy yourself, admit it.
I did,
you
yes.
You were down here in the studio, you were pressing buttons if there was no tomorrow, and you were thinking it was like Star Wars, really, isn't it?
It felt a bit like that, all right, yes.
I bet it did, George. See you later. Q102 at 17 minutes before 8.
You kind of treat me
Q102 playing Howard Jones and Look Mama, 13 minutes before 8 o'clock of this Friday morning. Hope we find you well and a good fettle as well. This is Tavares from, I think it was 1978, at Heaven. Must be missing an angel. There you are, that's Tavares. I think that was also in the mega movie Saturday Night Fever, and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. It's 10 minutes to 8 on Q102. Good morning to you. And we read this morning that megastar supreme in Radio 1, Simon Bates, turned firefighter yesterday. He was doing his morning show, quietly chatting away like I do at the moment, and millions of listeners heard him dash across the studio to put a blaze out. The blaze, the little tiny waste paper basket in the studio, and apparently went on fire. He said, Simon was very calm. He said later, I felt hot. And when I looked down and saw the waste bin was alight, I didn't know whether to carry on chatting or do something about the fire. So I quickly put a record on and grabbed the extinguisher and put the fire out. Honestly, these things excite them so much. It happened to myself at least 3 times in my career in broadcasting. And I didn't get the fire extinguisher, I got the old coffee and threw it over. Works just as well, you know. It's 9 minutes to 8 o'clock, Q102. Hope we find you. And it's Friday, the end of the week. The weather today is absolutely abysmal. It'll be showers, a little bit of sunshine, and gale force winds force 4 to 5. The temperature is 8 degrees Celsius.
I'm
That's the old Detroit Spinners number, done there by David Grant and Jackie Graham. Could it be I'm falling in love? It's 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. The news at 8 is next on Q102.
Small ads, can I help you?
All the time in the world at Jemison Jewelers, Henry Street and O'Connell Street.
On AM and stereo FM, this is Q102.
This is George Long. In Northern Ireland, a UDR man is seriously ill in hospital after a shooting incident at his home in Market Hill, County Armagh. An IUC spokesman said they are satisfied that the shooting was accidental. And in Belfast, a man was taken to hospital with gunshot wounds in both legs. According to police, a number of men called to his home in the New Lodge area of the city and fired on him. The new proposed commission to be set up to deal with complaints against the IUC has come under fresh criticism. Gary Hamill.
In Ulster, a new body is to be set up to deal with complaints against the IUC. The commission will have more power than the previous board, but the investigations will still be carried out by the IUC themselves. Northern Secretary Douglas Hurt has said that it's unlikely that any positions on the board will go to politicians. The new proposed commission has been criticised by Father Dennis Fole, who said it was a waste of time. He said he won't have anything to do with it serving it, and feels nationalists won't either. Gary Hamill for Q102 News.
A 4.5-year-old girl has been killed in a road accident on the outskirts of Tullamore in County Offaly. The girl's father was taken to Tullamore General Hospital, where he underwent surgery. His condition is described as stable this morning. Only one car was involved in the accident. The Gardaí say it skidded and went out of control and hit a concrete wall. The search is being resumed this morning for a fisherman who may have drowned in the Grieve Lock near Dungannon in County Tyrone. The man was fishing with three others when their boat capsized, throwing them into the lock late yesterday afternoon. Three of the men managed to scramble ashore. An RUC underwater team launched a search, which was called off at nightfall. Finally, foreign news: President Reagan has accused the Soviet Union of attempting to exploit differences between the United States and Europe in an effort to weaken the West offense capability. In an interview published today, Mr. Reagan claimed that the Soviet leader was trying to undercut his Star Wars defense plan. We'll have headlines at 20 past 8. Our next main news at 9 o'clock.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Almost broke in two. Said that you were leaving. Like you do. You do. Ooh, ooh. All my dreams came true last night. All my hopes and fears. All my dreams came true once more. In tears. In tears.
ABC, the new song from them called be near me. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Dublin. And the forecast for today, rain heavy at first, will die out later to give frequent showers, becoming windy, force 4 to 5 on the coast. And the temperatures today will rise to 8 degrees Celsius by mid-afternoon. And we have warnings of some delays in sailings. My Sea Link and the B&I and the Rosslare car ferry. It's affecting Rosslare, I think, today because of the gale force winds. This is new from Chris Rea, a track from the new album. It's called Sunrise. Must have been very short and sweet to the point, too. That's Chris Rea and a track from his new album called Sunrise. 10 minutes after 8, Q102 playing Dublin's favourite music. And the last brekkie trackie and show from George and Chris for this season. I love it. This is Chicago, Once in a Lifetime.
On my
Q102 at 40 minutes past 8. We see that poor old Brooke Shields is in hot water again. Apparently, she's been giving a hard time at university in Britain, behaving just like any other student. Her crime, she hogs the bathroom, is late for lectures and plays music in the wee small hours of the morning. One fellow student says, some of us are finding it very difficult to live here beside her at the moment. Recently, she became rather aloof. Now, apparently all the students helped her to settle in, and now she snubs them. Apparently, she's going out with some foreign gentlemen, to say the least, from Egypt. And they say here they wish they would take the pretty baby off to Egypt and out of her sight. Preferably, they say, beneath a pyramid. Isn't that nice language to be using this hour of the morning?
Isn't it about time men took a look in at Penny's Super Shades of Spring at cool prices? At Penny's of Mary Street right now, men's belted fashion canvas jeans, just $12.99, and casual summer jackets from $14.99. From a great range of fashion menswear at Penny's of Mary Street, right now.
That's some car. Bet it costs a fortune.
Don't they all? But not this one. The surprising Skoda costs just £4,995 ex-works. Probably the first new car you can really afford.
You're right.
Phone Dublin 507088 to arrange a test drive at your nearest Skoda dealer. That's 507088. Skoda. Cutting costs, not corners.
Friday morning, 20 past 8 to the headlines. In yet another move to stop raids on the homes of the elderly, a major bank has introduced a special service for the over 60s. In Northern Ireland, a UDR man is seriously ill in hospital after a shooting incident at his home in Market Hill in County Armagh. In Britain, an inquest is to be held in London today into the death of an 18-year-old boy who died after contracting AIDS, a virus which destroys the body's means of resisting disease. And an American society scandal has taken on an Irish dimension. The former mistress of Klaus von Gulloff, who is on trial for attempting to murder his wife, has left the United States for Ireland. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, a brief, bright, breezy look at the newspapers.
I'm sorry, George. That was just too much.
I'm not well this morning.
I know. Yeah, have us some stitches here.
How many of you are there down there?
Oh, about 25. It's a union house, you know. One to do the work and 24 to look at me.
Maybe I've been holding out for far too long.
Q102 playing the Pointer Sisters and Take My Heart. It's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. Poor old George. We've no respect for him at all. And the good news this morning is that Dallas movie star Patrick Duffy has made a new movie called Vamping. Bad news, it was so poor it played for 2 weeks with two reels missing. And nobody noticed, says Patrick himself. The poor man. This is Dubai.